Hello, writers. It's Laura Purdy Salas. It is Friday, April 19th, 2019, and this is my weekly roundup of a working children's writer. This week was all about TLA, that's the Texas Library Association Conference. It was held in Austin, and I was down there from Monday through Wednesday, and really, though, it dominated the week for me. So I'm just going to share with you the best and worst things I did related to this conference. So the best thing I did, I was so grateful that one of my publishers agreed to sponsor me for this event. The event was the Poetry Roundup. And so the organizer of that event, Sylvia Vardell, had gone to my three poetry publishers from this spring to ask if any of them would provide me with sponsorship, that is, pay for my room and hotel and such. And to my delight, one of them did. And I was so grateful. Because I only had one event and a signing, though, I was going to be flying down one night and coming back the next. So I checked with that publisher and said, you know, do you mind if I approach my other publishers to see if one of them might be willing to cover a second night of a hotel room for me in exchange for a signing? And they were fine with that. And so I was really happy to be able to go down and stay for two nights and get to be there for more of the conference, do two signings plus my event. And, you know, all my basic expenses were covered. And that's not usually the case. Most of the big conferences I go to, I'm paying out of my own pocket. So that was awesome. Another thing that I was happy about is I set up an auto reply on my email so that I could not be trying to grab minutes here and there to respond to the dozens of emails I get every day. Okay, another thing that I was happy that I did was I met up with a ton of writer friends. I did see some librarian friends. It's a librarian conference. And so I was really happy, of course, to connect with librarians. But I set up meetups and also just kept running into various writers I know. And when you become active and go to various conferences, you will find a network of people who you see at them, which is lovely, and it feels so nice to see your community, to be part of your community, even when you're far away from home. And so a good number of these folks were people I know and have met in person before. Some were people who I have only crossed paths with them online, and others were people I have never, you know, never really crossed paths with before. And I had a delightful time with all of them. related to that, I spent little time in my hotel room, and that's a good thing. I am an introvert, and I didn't have a ton of stuff planned. I will get to that when I get to the things I did wrong. And so I was a little bit nervous that I was just going to get there and kind of hole up in my hotel room, except for my few events. In addition to the things I mentioned, I also did have one publisher dinner one night set up. But really, I was hardly in my hotel room at all. The day I got there, I did a little sightseeing and writing in the city. I just walked, you know, I didn't do anything fancy, but right there in downtown Austin, Texas. And other times when I met up with friends and it went longer, or friends said, hey, you know, we're going to go grab dinner. Do you want to come? I said yes. Even when I knew my energy was flagging and I kind of wanted to go back to my hotel room, but I was having such a nice time talking with other working writers. And so I pushed against my introvert boundaries. And, you know, I was really glad that I did. So I pushed myself out of my comfort zone a number of times. For my poetry roundup, I had 7 minutes, and I decided to record it so that I would have a little sample of my speaking and sharing some of my poems. So I just, recorded it on my phone in my memo app, the same way I'm recording this right now. And so now I have that I'm going to share online. I'm going to add it to my speaker page. I'm glad I thought to do that. And finally, I took a million pictures. I took a ton of selfies with other people, which is not my first instinct. But taking selfies forced me to share pictures of myself, so it's good promotion, and pictures of the writers and librarians and teachers who I ran into, whose work I really admire. So I was helping to promote them. And I shared on social media regularly throughout my 3 days there. And then since coming home, I've spent several hours gathering everything together into a big photo album on my Facebook page, my professional page. And I'll be able to, share that, a link to the entire album to everybody. So it's a good way to promote writers who were there and who weren't there. I shared books I saw by writers I know. I promoted my publishers who sent me there by sharing some of their wonderful books. So it's a good way for me to take part in the community and give something to other people too. So the worst things I do, or did, the worst thing I did was that I did not have a plan and goals going into the trip. And that's really unlike me. But the spring has been a little overwhelming with tasks to do. And I just, I was out of town last week. I was home for the weekend doing laundry and packing and then out of town again. And I was not that well prepared. Usually I would have figured out what sessions I was going to go to, and just done more research so that I would have a clear set of goals of what do I want to do, what publishers' booths do I want to stop by, who's going to be there that I'm hoping to meet up with. I did not do nearly as much of that as I usually do, so that was not good. Second bad thing I did was I went over my 7 minutes. I am devastated to find out. In the poetry roundup, we each had 7 minutes. I practiced mine, but there were a couple spots where there was a little interaction with the audience that I hadn't really planned, and a slight tech issue. We're talking, maybe 15 seconds, but I think I was just over the 8 minute mark. And when a presentation or a session is really tightly scheduled, that means I took away a minute from another poet. And so I'm feeling really crappy about that. The third thing I did that was not good was I answered an email, even though I had my auto reply going. I answered an email, and basically, it's a long, complicated story I won't go into, but because I had so many things flying around my head, I told the marketing department at one of my publishers that I was available for an event, and then realized later that day, wait, what am I saying? I've got a trip to see my family in Florida that weekend. And so I had to email back and apologize, explain that it hadn't been on my calendar. So I made my rule right after that. And that rule is, when you have auto reply set up for your email, let it do its job and don't try to answer things. If I had been, on a 2-week trip or something, that would have been different. But I would have been home in a couple days and it could have waited. So felt kind of dumb about that. And the fourth thing that I did wrong is that I just really underestimated the amount of recovery time and follow-up time. So I spent hours gathering photos for the Facebook photo album and putting them in order and writing captions. I'm still not through my emails. Both of my email accounts had over 150 new emails from those 3 days I was gone. I have my regular writing work and other things like upcoming school visits and stuff like that, that I need to be staying on top of. And And on top of that, I came home utterly exhausted because I did push myself beyond my comfort zone, which is a good thing, I think. But I came home really mentally wiped out. So I wish I had been a little more realistic about how much time would be required to do the right kind of follow-up, because now I see I'm going to be working pretty much all weekend just to try to get caught up on emails and thank you notes to the publishers and follow-up on social media stuff and things like that. So I didn't allow enough time for that in my thinking about it, in my planning. Okay, so that was TLA 2019. I did have a great time. It was worth doing. But that's kind of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Happy writing, and I will talk to you next week.